Chapter 1. The Apprenticeship of an Empirical Skeptic. This is not an autobiography, so I will skip the scenes of war. Actually, even if it were an autobiography, I would still skip the scenes of war. I cannot compete with action movies or memoirs of adventurers more accomplished than myself, so I will stick to my specialties of chance and uncertainty. Anatomy of a Black Swan. For more than a millennium, the eastern Mediterranean seaboard, called Syria Libanensis, or Mount Lebanon, had been able to accommodate at least a dozen different sects, ethnicities, and beliefs. It worked like magic. The place resembled major cities of the eastern Mediterranean, called the Levant, more than it did the other parts in the interior of the Near East. It was easier to move by ship than by land through the mountainous terrain. The Levantine cities were mercantile in nature. People dealt with one another according to a clear protocol, preserving a peace conducive to commerce, and they socialized quite a bit across communities. This millennium of peace was interrupted only by small occasional friction within Muslim and Christian communities, rarely between Christians and Muslims. While the cities were mercantile and mostly Hellenistic, the mountains had been settled by all manner of religious minorities who claimed to have fled both the Byzantine and Muslim orthodoxies. A mountainous terrain is an ideal refuge from the mainstream, except that your enemy is the other refugee competing for the same type of rugged real estate. The mosaic of cultures and religions there was deemed an example of coexistence. Christians of all varieties, Maronites, Armenians, Greco-Syrian Byzantine Orthodox, even Byzantine Catholic, in addition to the few Roman Catholics left over from the Crusades, Muslims, Shiite and Sunni, Druzes, and a few Jews. It was taken for granted that people learned to be tolerant there. I recall how we were taught in school how far more civilized and wiser we were than those in the Balkan communities, where not only did the locals refrain from bathing, but also fell prey to fractious fighting. Things appeared to be in a state of stable equilibrium, evolving out of a historical tendency for betterment and tolerance. The terms balance and equilibrium were often used.